Tonight's Maral addresses what seems to be a contradiction in two consecutive comments that Rashi makes. Yesterday we discussed how Hashem tells Moshe, stop davening and let's move forward. The language that he uses, he says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yisol. Tell the Jewish people, v'yisol, go travel, just move forward. And Rashi there comments, Ein lahem ela lisod. All they need to do is move. If they just go forward, She'ein hayam omei bifnei. The yam is not going to stand before them. The sea will right away, as soon as they start moving, the sea will split. Why? So Rashi comments, because kedai zuchus avoseim vehem, the zuchus of their fathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, their own zuchus, veheemuna sheheeminu bi veyetzu, and the emuna that they had in me, that they left, that they were willing to leave Mitzrayim with nothing, a little bit of provisions, that is enough, lekroya lehem hayam. They have all of that zuchus avos, their own zuchus, the emuna that they have that they left, they just need to travel, and as soon as they travel, the sea will split. Torah then describes two psukim later. There was a malach Elokim, a malach of Hashem, that was traveling in front of the camp, guiding them. That now, as the Egyptians were approaching from behind, the Torah describes that the malach, in the form of this cloud, traveled from the front of the camp, which was leading the people. That now that they have the sea in front of them, but the Egyptians are pursuing them from behind, so this malach shifted positions and went behind the people. So that the Amud Hanan, this cloud, went with this malach, and instead of the cloud leading them in front, it now shifted to the back. Rashi points out what was the purpose of the cloud behind them in between the camp of the Egyptians and now the Jewish camp. Rashi says, Lahavdil bin Machane Mitzrayim uvein Machane Yisrael, to separate the two camps, ulekabel chitzim ublistro'o shel Mitzrayim, and to shield all of the arrows and spears that the Egyptians were throwing from their camp into the Jewish camp. So while the Jews were about to move forward into the sea, they were protected now by this malach and the cloud in the back that acted as a force field against all of the arrows and spears that the Egyptians were throwing at them. And then Rashi points out there's something odd about the malach that's described as going to protect the Jewish people. Usually, we would find the language, Rashi says, of a malach Hashem, using the name of Hashem, the Yud and the Hey, and the Vav of the Hey, which is a name that connotes rachamim, or mercy, here, which it certainly it's doing, it's protecting the Jewish people. That would be the name of Hashem that we would expect, except the Torah called it a malach ha-Elokim. Elokim is a very specific name of Hashem that's always used for din, for judgment. Why is it a malach of judgment that's now protecting the Jews? It's a backward thing. It's usually rachamim would be protecting. Why is it a malach of judgment that's going behind them to protect them? So Rashi says, Milamein shahayu Yisrael nisunin badin ba'osa sha'a. The Jewish people were indeed in a moment of din, of judgment at that moment. Im lehi natzel, im lehi aved. Should they be saved? Or should they be lost and destroyed together with the Egyptians? We weren't sure what to do with them. Should we save them? Should we not save them? The Gemara uses the phrase halalu of the Avodah Zarah, the halalu of the Avodah Zarah. These were idolaters and these were idolaters. Unclear whether or not we should save them. So the malach that went to protect them was a malach of din, of judgment. Two consecutive Rashis, literally one after another. Maral asks, I don't understand. The first Rashi said, tell the Jewish people to go, just travel. They have so much schus avos, their own merit, plus the emuna that they had in me, just go, the yam will split. And then the very next Rashi says, well, we weren't really sure if they would be saved at all, whether or not they should be lost and destroyed with the Egyptians. We're not sure what we should do. There was a judgment. Ask the Maral, I don't understand. Which one is it? They had the schus or they didn't have the schus? They should be saved or they shouldn't be saved? Strange thing to have one after another. Maral answers in a very powerful and fundamental way. He says, Shelo hayo lehem lihisra'em. They indeed were with the merit to be saved, except that they complained, which is what we learned about last night when they said, Hamibli ein kfarim, are there no graves in Egypt that you took us here to die? That moment before they said that, Ein lehem el elisa. They only needed to travel. They would have had all the merit in the world. Aval achshav shenisra amu. But now that they complained and they said, we're all going to die. Hashem can't save us. He took us here to kill us. Now, hayu nisunim badin. Now there needed to be a judgment whether or not they would be merit to be saved or merit not to be saved. Says, well, that's the difference. It was actually in their complaint that Hashem can't save them, that he took them here to die, that lost the zchus that they originally had. And he points this exact idea out in the Meraglim, that often the way that Hashem treats us is exactly corresponding to what we do. And Rashi points out in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, in regards to the story of the Meraglim and the spies, Rashi points out that Bo Urishu, the language of the Pasuk, is go and inherit the land. Rashi says, Ein ma'ar bedavar, ve'einchem tzrichem lemilchama. You wouldn't have needed arms, you wouldn't have needed a war, you would have gone straight in and inherited. But you know what you did? Rashi says that Moshe is saying to the Jewish people, you said we need to send spies. Oh, you want to send spies? You want to deal with this b'derech hateva in a natural way? Go ahead, send your spies. You want to deal with it that way? Now you'll have to fight wars, you'll have to deal with battles, there are going to be casualties. I would have taken you right in. But you didn't want to do it that way. You wanted to do it your way. Go right ahead, Gegezuntay. We'll do it your way. We'll do it with spies and wars and battles. And now we're going to deal with the consequences. And Maral writes about this idea in other places. He says, Yesh l'chol adasu l'hovin ki ikar ha'emuna. What it means to have emuna, shehu mamin bo yisbarach shebekocho ko. That Hashem's ability to do anything and everything. A Jew has to believe that. U'lekachu mamin. That's why we believe in him. And he writes, so when the time comes and a person needs something and Hashem wants to give him good, he will give you according to what you believe he can. If you believe he can do anything, which he can, you believe in mamish, so when you need it, he will do whatever it is you think he can do. According to Shekach Kocho V'Yecholto, the Maral writes, but if a Jew in his heart doesn't really believe that this he can't do, this is impossible, this can't be helped. And when a Jew thinks that in his heart, ki'ilu mima'et kocho v'yecholto, you've just limited Hashem's koach and ability. Because in your heart, you just said, this, I know, but this already, this can't be done. As soon as you do that, says the Maral, mipnei kein le'osid kashir yagia hazman, now the time comes where Hashem needs to do something, he's mare kocho v'yecholto, that you gave him. Says the Maral, let me just read it in his language, aval kasher enu ma'amin bo. So mipnei kein lo'asid kasher yagia hazman, she'Hashem yisbarach mara kocho v'yecholto, the time comes that Hashem should reveal his strength, lo yenodo lo, he will only allow himself to be known to you, kifi ha'emuna shehayo ma'amin, according to the emuna that you had in him. You're mimayit, what you think he can do. So when the time comes, he'll say, I'm only going to do what you think I can do. You were mimayit. You put a limitation on what you think I can do. I'm not doing more than what you think. The more emuna, says the Maral, a person says, I believe the emes. Akol yachol, he can do anything. Now, it doesn't mean Hashem will do anything. That's a separate cheshbon. But he will always be limited by what, in our minds, we put that limit on. The Maral sees that idea, a very powerful idea, in these two Rashis, that originally Hashem said, go ahead and travel, the sea will split. The Jews say, Hamibli ein kfarim, there are no graves in Mitzrayim. Hashem says, okay, you don't think that I can do this? So we'll deal with it. We have to have a whole judgment. If you merit it, if you don't merit it, you lost the way that I would have done it. Same thing by the Meraglim. You could have gone straight in. You didn't think I could bring you in? Okay, so we'll do it in the natural order. We'll do a kafi ateva, a kafi, the way the world works, because you didn't think I can do it. I'm not going to do for you that which you don't think I can actually do. That's what the Maral sees in these ideas.